Thank you for calling Archdale Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
My name is Nicholas Venidis. That's V-E-N-I-D-I-S.
Hey, Nicholas. How can I help you today?
So we just recently got fiber in our housing development. I live in the Deer Run development north of Kingston, New York, between Kingston and Saugerties. So our entire development was just wired by... I believe your outfit, but through a subcontractor called Guzman Contracting. Does that sound familiar?
Well, we do work with a lot of contracting teams.
Okay. So I'm interested potentially in your offering of gig internet. I'm a Spectrum customer today, running internet on a cable.
Okay, so you'd want me to help?
I have questions, so I'm not 100% sure I'm going to agree to go with you guys. I just want answers to these questions first.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to answer your questions for you. You can go ahead.
All right, so give me a description of how the fiber install happens to my house. Right now, what was installed, there's these juncture points in the ground. They're underneath green doors, if you will, trap doors into the ground. I don't have one in my yard, but the nearest one is in my neighbor's.
Okay.
So how would you get fiber into my house, say, from one of those juncture points?
Okay. So usually what happens is that the technician, usually the day before, the technician will come to your location, and then they'll determine the best way to connect your service. Usually what they do is they install a drop cable. It's the cable that basically connects your home to the fiber network at the street. So they'll connect the cable from the fiber network at the street and run it along the side of your home to go inside your home.
Okay.
Can they go
underneath driveways? Can they? Because where the juncture box I'm talking about, my driveway is kind of in the path.
Yes, they would just do a driveway bore if you do have a driveway in the way, and they'll fix that out back for you.
And that would be an actual fiber cable coming from there and some kind of conduit or something going up through my yard towards the house?
That is correct.
Okay. So do they do a site survey inside the house to figure out the best place to put the equipment?
Well, inside the home, no, but if it's a case that you do have a preference of where you'd like your modem and router to be, they'll try their best to accommodate that. Mostly what they do is the day before, they'll just come and look at the landscape of your home to see how they will do the install.
Okay, so because when we got it from, it wasn't Spectrum at the time, it was like Time Warner or Cablevision. We're going back like 10, 15 years. My stepdaughter lived upstairs and she needed it for her job.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire install from what is now Spectrum is upstairs and it doesn't really cover my entire home. There's dead spots.
Oh, how big is your home?
So that's what I want to avoid. It's just my wife and I now. We live downstairs. I want to have it so that it's centrally located downstairs, and almost see tests to go around the house and see what kind of coverage I have. That's what I mean by a site survey.
Oh, okay. I was asking you how big your home is.
It's a cape. So it's got an upstairs, a downstairs. It's approximately like 1,900 square feet.
Oh, okay. So usually once you... So usually you get a modem, you get a router, and depending on the size of your home, we would give you a free extender, a Wi-Fi extender. So if there's a spot where you're not getting the internet at, we could put an extender there just to extend the internet to that location.
But we'd have to test that because I don't know where that spot would be with your equipment and where your equipment would be located.
Mm-hmm.
It requires like a walkthrough of the house to see where the signal starts to degrade.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we
All
could
right,
definitely...
That's a site survey, and I would think any fiber company would do something like that to make sure that where they're offering the service gives you the best overall connectivity.
Yeah, that's correct. So, as I said, usually what they do They do bring along all the equipment. If it's the case that there is blind spots, they would go ahead and add the additional equipment so that you're able to have access to the internet.
Okay, so they would actually bring it up into a room that I could designate if that's where I wanted to. At the best of their abilities, they try to meet what I'm asking for.
That is correct.
Okay. So who does the install? Is it an Archtop Fiber personnel or is it some subcontractor?
No, it's Archtop. It's
okay.
One of our Archtop technicians.
All right. And they speak English? Because I tried to talk to the contractors that did the actual fiber install around the development. They knew no English whatsoever. I didn't know what they were doing. There's been talk about water diggings going on to remove fire hydrants, things like that. They couldn't tell me what they were really doing. They couldn't communicate with me at all.
So we do have both English and Spanish. So you can request to get an English
position. If I had someone in my house, I want someone I could communicate with.
Yeah, and that's totally understandable. So you can just let us know that you'd want a English technician to be at your location, and we would just make a note of that for you.
All right. So the flyer I got said the total cost for like 2 years with automatic billing is $69.99 a month. Is that correct?
Yes. So the original pricing for the 1 gig is $79.99. But if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and do paperless billing, you'd get it for $69.99.
And that's good for 2 years?
That is correct.
And then are there any taxes and fees that go along with that? Is it slightly more than $69.99 with all that added?
No. The good thing about it is what you're seeing is what you're paying. So the taxes it's already included in the price. The installation is free, and you don't have to worry about equipment rental fees. That's also included in the price.
Okay. So then after 2 years, that price could increase.
Yes. But we don't have any idea of a increases yet. That's just the price that we do have, which is a $79.99.
So after 2 years, it could go up to $79, which is your regular price.
That is correct.
Okay. And then after that, you really can't say if it's going to increase any further.
No, but we don't have any intention as yet.
Right.
Well, once we do notify your customers.
Okay. So there's no change on that price for 2 years. There's no contracts. If for some reason I didn't like what I was experiencing, I wanted to end the relationship, how is that possible? Can I do that?
Yeah, you can, because there's no contract, and you do have a 30-day grace period where you could get your money back.
Okay. And is this the number of customer service that I called, 833-327-8239? Say I'm having problems with my service and I need some diagnostics.
Yes, and most of our technicians, we try to make them local. So if you do have a problem where we do need to send a tech out, we will either send them out the same day or early the next day.
So if I went with you guys, say, before the 24th, when would this be activated? How long would it be? Would I be paying 2-3 months of this monthly stuff before I get an active service, or is it much quicker turnaround?
So if you do sign up for the service, you'd be billed on the day that your services are fully installed.
Okay, so not prior to?
No. Do you want me to check to see when services would be available in your area?
Yeah, would you? That would be, because I'm trying to keep myself without any stoppage of service, so I need to time it to say get rid of what I have with Spectrum and go with you guys. I don't want any disruption.
What we usually recommend is that you wait until the services are fully installed before you go ahead and cancel your current provider.
Well, that's why I'm asking how soon that would be.
Okay, let me check on your address for you. What's your service address?
16 Beach, B as in boy, EECH, like the tree, Beach Court, CT, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay, one moment, please. All right, so the in-service date for your location, it's January 15th, 2019. 2025. So you can sign up for service now, and then on around that date would give you a call just to set up a date and time for installation so that you can be in queue.
Okay, and that's like into the winter. So will they be able to do their work if there was 3 feet of snow on the ground, or?
Yes, that's the time frame that we're working with.
All right, so long as they can still do it, you know, I think it would be hard to run something, but with frozen ground and snow. But if they think they can do it, then yeah, all right, I'll take that date as gospel. I also read in your flyer something about user restrictions, subject to usage restrictions.
For
actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed, subject to usage restrictions.
Well, for the 1 gig fiber internet, you would be getting 1,000 megabytes per second for the download and the same as the upload, and there is unlimited data usage for your location.
Okay. So I might not get that speed, in effect, depending on some factors like how many other people are using the service simultaneously as me. Is that the way I read that?
Well, it depends on, we are sending the speeds to the modem, but then it also goes into the fact of the router and how many different devices that are being connected in your home alongside how many different persons are being connected in your area.
Okay. So the box itself acts as a wireless access point, correct?
The router, that is correct.
Right. So once that router's in place, everything I can connect to it can be done wirelessly, right?
That is correct.
All right. So will your technician, along with bringing the equipment, help test that? Will he help me change a few devices to see if they actually connect and get out?
Yeah, they would. They make sure to. So you'd be getting access to our HomePass app with Plume, and that's where you'd see your different devices that can be connected with the internet. You also can create a lot of different restrictions with the internet, where if it's the case that you do have guests that come over, you can get them a temporary password. If you do have kids, you could turn off the internet for them at a certain point in time. You have a lot of things that you could do with the HomePass app.
Okay, so that's an app that goes on my phone, in effect, or on my family's phones?
Yeah, it goes on your phone, yeah.
Okay. But to actually connect devices to the WAP, I can just go into that device's network settings and make the change, right?
If the case that you want to change your password, but if it's to connect to the different devices, you'd have to go into that specific device and put in the new password, and the technicians can help with that.
Right, in the device itself. But once that's set and I want to connect devices, I can do that just within the individual device itself, right? I don't need the app. I don't need to get back on the router. So long as I know the password or whatever the security mechanism is,
you're good to go.
I can customize that on the end device.
And that is correct.
All right. No, that's I'm just trying to reduce my costs for communications right now. Spectrum just keeps rising and rising and rising. I have no end in sight, and I get a lot of times where my signal just hangs.
Yeah, with Archtop, it's a lot more reliable because it's fiber and it's also underground, so it's not susceptible to like weather conditions.
Right. Well, all our services here at this development are underground. I don't have a pole, and even our cable, everything's underground.
Uh-huh.
Natural gas, everything. So it's not the weather that's doing it. I just think the cable service has too much shared bandwidth, or they're using old infrastructure for the cable because it originally is just for television. So
okay.
I think, they need a serious upgrade to get close to what fiber would bring. So I'm very interested.
Okay. Would you want me to sign you up for service just to add you to the queue?
Yeah, go ahead. You're saying January 15th would be the earliest time period for when they would set up an appointment to get it going.
Yeah, we would give you a call around that time to set up an appointment. Are
All
you
right.
interested in getting our landline service?
What service?
The landline, the phone line?
Let me get back to you on that. Right now,
Okay.
I have Verizon landline.
Okay. And do you rent or own your current property?
I own.
And you said your utility wires, they're all underground, right?
Everything is, yes.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
I'm sorry?
Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. Could you spell your first name for me, please?
Sure. Nicholas, N as in Nancy, I C H O L A S.
And the
Nicholas.
last.
And the last name is Venitas, V as in Victor, E N I as in Iowa, D as in David, I as in Iowa, S as in Sam.
Thank you for that information. And could I get an email address that I could add on file?
Sure, it's N as in Nicholas, and my last name, N Venitas, all one string, lowercase, at gmail.com.
Primary phone number?
845-336-0280.
All right, and how do you prefer we contact you before installation and any notifications, phone, email, or text?
Well, that's not a text-capable phone, so I can give you my cell phone as well
Okay, give
that
me a
has
moment.
text. What's that?
Go ahead with that number, please.
All right, 845-594-6417. That's the mobile cell phone that can take text.
Okay, and I'm going to read you a quick disclosure for the text. So at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. Will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that, and you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so you want the 1 gig fiber internet. Your location is at 16 Beach Court, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property, your utility wires are underground, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
That's correct.
And you said you wanted to do the discount to get the $10 off. So
Right.
that, do you have your checking or savings account with you handy?
Yeah. Do you need the routing code?
The
Well,
routing at.
I'd rather give you the savings if that's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. Once it's a checking or savings account.
All right. So the routing code to my bank is 221-976-243.
And the account number?
The account number is starts with a 2, the number 2, then 5900 75 0001.
Okay, I'm going to repeat 259-0075-0001.
Right.
Name on the account.
Is my name Nicholas Venitas, and my wife is a joint on that. Her name is Shelley.
Okay,
Shelley.
let me see if I got the last name correct. V as in Victor, E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, I as in India, DIS.
Right.
Okay, and that's a savings account, correct?
Yes.
All right, and how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Well, I've seen your vehicles around the area. They've been working on a lot of the external area around my property.
Okay.
All right.
And
And then we actually flagged one of those people down and said, yeah, we're installing fiber. It'll be coming into your area. And then we finally saw what I described with the subcontractor and the whole development being flagged and, put up where all the utilities are and them doing the work. And we saw the fiber feeds going into the boxes, things like that. So,
okay.
and then I
And
eventually got this flyer, which came Monday of this week.
Okay, that's okay. And do you have any septic tank at the front of your home?
No, everything is done through town sewer and a local water company.
Okay.
So I have nothing of mine underground. No septics, no leach fields, nothing.
All right. So what
Except
I'm
they do bring feeds up to my house, still all underground. They bring water, sewer, the whole nine yards, right? And gas. And so I don't know if you need to have the property marked again. I don't know.
Yeah, they'll just get the required locates for your location and have that done. So what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to read you a couple disclosures, okay?
All right.
So, as I was saying before, at the time of your initial connection, the technicians they'll determine the best way to connect your service. So they would install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street. That would be the day before installation, but you usually do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we would help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement.
Okay.
And if you do, you said you were with Spectrum, so just to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until the services are installed to cancel the current provider.
Okay. So I would like to be around when any work is done. Okay. So as long as I know all the dates, times, I will make myself here and make myself available. And again, like I said, I'd like someone I can communicate with.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely fine. So once we do give you a call in January, we would set up the date and time for installation, and the day before that, the technicians would come out to do the drop.
I think I've seen your vehicles. I'm in Kingston, used to be a big IBM plant up here on Enterprise Drive. I think I see you guys over there. I'm not sure, but.
Installing the fiber.
No, actually, maybe that's where your home offices are from my location here.
Oh, the headquarters on Enterprise Drive.
On Enterprise Drive.
Yes,
I think they're
that's.
using old IBM space. I used to work for IBM, so.
Oh, yeah, our headquarters, it's there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Also, something to note, the ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber, it is the property of Archtop Fiber, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At
Right.
that time, you'd get a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us. Archtop Fiber, they do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame.
Right.
And
So
for
where
any.
would it need to be returned if I had to return it? At
Oh.
the location I just mentioned on Enterprise Drive?
We don't usually recommend to return directly to the office. We would just send the equipment box. But recently, what we've been doing, if it's the case that you don't want to return it, we could just have a technician come by the location to pick it up.
Okay. All right.
If you do have questions regarding the terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pre-bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today.
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, so as I said, closer to January 15th, around that time, we'd be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for installation, okay?
Yeah, so if I go to archtopfiber.com, I can set up my own personal account there.
Yeah, you'd be getting an email from us where you could go ahead and set up your account.
Okay, so that's going to come before January 15th, or?
You should expect it within the next 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, I think I've asked everything I could think of, so I just want to make sure I understand the process, and you've been very helpful. Thank you.
No problem. My pleasure assisting you today, Nicholas. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.